This is Akashvani. The news read by Tanvi Khurana. Talks between the United States and Iran have ended without an agreement after nearly 21 hours of negotiations in the Pakistani capital, Islamabad. The U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance said the discussions were substantive but failed to produce a deal.
We've had a number of substantive discussions with the Iranians. That's the good news. The bad news is that we have not reached an agreement. And I think that's bad news for Iran much more than it's bad news for the United States of America. We go back to the United States having not come to an agreement. We've made very clear what our red lines are, what things we're willing to accommodate them on, and what things we're not willing to accommodate them on. And we've made that as clear as we possibly could. And they have chosen not to accept our terms.
The U.S. Vice President said the core of the disagreement is Washington's demand for a clear and long-term commitment from Tehran not to pursue nuclear weapons or capabilities that could enable rapid weaponization. He said the U.S. side described its approach as flexible and in good faith, but Iran did not accept the proposed terms. He added that a final and best offer has now been placed before Iran, with Washington awaiting Tehran's response. In an earlier statement shared by the government of the Islamic Republic of Iran on X, Tehran indicated that the dialogue would continue even as some disagreements remain unsolved. The meeting marks the highest-level direct engagement between Washington and Tehran in decades. The talks were seen as a key diplomatic effort to reduce tensions and explore possibilities of a structured understanding between the United States and Iran. Key issues included efforts towards a ceasefire in West Asia, the release of Iranian assets held by the U.S., and discussions on the Strait of Hormuz. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar began his two-day visit to the United Arab Emirates, holding high-level talks in Abu Dhabi amid ongoing tensions in West Asia and concerns over the welfare of Indian nationals in the region. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar met UAE Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan yesterday, where discussions focused on the evolving regional situation and its implications. The External Affairs Minister conveyed appreciation for the UAE government's support in ensuring the safety and well-being of the Indian community, while both sides reviewed cooperation and ways to deepen the comprehensive strategic partnership between the two countries. Campaigning gains momentum for assembly elections in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu, with top leaders addressing back-to-back rallies. In West Bengal, campaigning is picking up momentum with only 11 days remaining for the first phase of polling. Top political leaders from all major political parties addressing rallies across the districts. From the Bharatiya Janata Party, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a public meeting at Kavakhali in Siliguri. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath is also on the trail, with rallies lined up in Sonamukhi in Bankura and later in Nanda Kumar and Kanthi Dokin in East Midnapur. On the Trinamool Congress side, Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee is scheduled to speak at several rallies across East Bardhaman, West Bardhaman and Bankura districts. Government has increased export duty on diesel and aviation fuel to curb exports and ensure domestic supply. The duty has been increased on diesel from 21.5 rupees per litre to 55.5 rupees per litre. The Ministry of Finance informed that the duty on aviation turbine fuel has also been increased from 29.5 rupees per litre to 42 rupees per litre to curb exports and ensure domestic supply. Meanwhile, the export duty on petrol will continue to remain nil. In Bihar, 13 people have been killed and many others injured in a tragic road accident in Katihar district. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan have expressed grief over the loss of lives. In the Asian Wrestling Championships, India's Sujit Kalkal and Abhimanyu Mandawal won gold medals in the men's 65kg and 70kg freestyle categories, respectively, in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.